ass, honey, due to the fact that her thighs spread just like
follow that.
Oh my god. Wow, that's a good suggestion, Jason. I liked it. It reminds me of Whip That Hair back. Yeah, whip, you know, whip my hair, whatever that song was.
Remember like 3 or 4 episodes ago when we were talking about Big Frida and you were like, I don't know who that is, and we told you about that song.
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
You missing out.
Oh, I know. I've watched RuPaul's Drag Race. It's just not my thing, okay? Okay.
Well, you know, Big Frida has her own show, too.
She does?
She's coming to town.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. But yeah, Big Frida has her own show on Fuse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Well, by the way, everybody, hi. We didn't even say hello, people. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Gay XYZ.
What is everyone doing?
We are talking tonight about lots of shit, so let's start. If you want to know, by the way, more about us, you can go to gayxyz.com, and you can also find us on Spreaker, search for GayXYZ there as well. And it entails me, Donovan, Christian, and Jason, and if you want to know more about us, you can go to that place, and now we'll start the show.
Right.
Talk.
So did you guys hear all the drama today, the Azealia Banks drama?
I did.
I read about it, yeah.
And I saw that video. Yeah. I was like, wow.
So, Have you ever even heard of Azealia Banks before today, Donovan?
I have, actually.
Oh my god, you're so cool and trendy.
I did.
So yeah. Azealia Banks, she's kind of like, people would refer to her as an up-and-coming rap artist, but to me she's kind of like missed her moment. Mm-hmm. Rap singer, superstar, whatever you want to say, who's known for more of like her dramatic antics than she is for her actual music. Mm-hmm. And then she wants to like say like, you know, America will never accept a black woman with an opinion. La, 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 la. Basically, then she always tries to defend herself because she's a black woman with an opinion and everybody makes it about that instead of the music. But she's at it again. And last night on her Delta flight, from New York City to L.A., she was getting off the plane in first class. Long story short, you know how it is. Everyone's on the plane. It's late. It was late at night. Everyone's trying to shuffle off. They were fighting, trying to pull each other's, what are those called? Like, the stowaway bags or whatever. And
overhead, yeah.
And the part where it gets blurry is Azealia is now saying that a man and this French couple spit on her. And, like, tried to push her out of the way, even though she tried to squeeze through. And long story short, it ended up becoming a big scene over who was going to get off the plane first and who was grabbing what luggage. And they started yelling at each other. And then the flight attendant stepped in, grabbed Azealia's bag out of her hand, and asked her to calm down. And I guess put his hand on her at some point, grabbed her arm, something of that extent. She starts screaming at him, starts yelling at him, calls him a fucking faggot. And just basically takes it to a point where it doesn't need to be. Now, Azealia today is saying, you know, I don't do bitch-assness and nobody is going to come up and run their hands on me. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. Like, it is what it is. Like, why am I the one that's the enemy? Because I was trying to get my bag. Now, what do you guys think about this whole situation?
First of all, did you watch the video? I did. Where is she from again? Barbados or something?
No, she's from New York City.
I thought she's from out of the country.
No.
Then why does she have that accent?
She has a New York accent.
No, that was something. I watched the video. I was like, is she like from the islands or something? It did not sound like New York to me, but okay. I believe you. So she's from New York. Well, whatever the case is, she's like an angry black woman personified, in my opinion. And I think she overreacted. I don't think she did. She overreacted. She should have been graceful about it, especially since she's well known, and allow the people to go by or just get the fuck out of their way and stop being a bitch. But that's not her personality, so she's gonna be a cunt. So it's to be expected. So what are you gonna say about it?
Well, to me, it's like, if you know that people are always pinning an issue against you, everywhere you go, it's drama. Everything you say, it's drama because you talk crazy out of your mouth. Like, at what point do you just, like, not want to be known for that anymore?
They don't
make
that. For
those crazy antics.
They don't make that connection. Those people don't make that connection until something happens in their life that forces them to face it. Face it. Oh, I'm the issue.
But she always complains that her music doesn't do well and, you know, she's not where she needs to be at this point because people make it more about the media that surrounds her than the talent. Which she is very talented. She's a great writer. You know, she has okay music. She's unique. She's creative. But
yeah, that's her
I
own
can't
fault.
Support somebody that's got a shitty attitude.
Nobody will. Nobody likes you. Nobody's going to like her if she acts like that all the time. I don't care who you are. Look, if she were like some uber famous diva, you know what I mean, like, who had a career, a long career, and she had been, you know, done, paid her dues, and everybody knew who she was and proved herself, then it would be more acceptable, unfortunately, for it to be like this. But she's just starting out, essentially, and she does not have the right to act like a fucking bitch. I'm sorry.
Right.
What do you think, Jason?
Well, first of all, let me say that I know you used the phrase as angry black woman.
Yes.
Let's just be clear, that's just in that particular situation. We don't want to say that every black woman has angry black woman syndrome.
No.
No, he was saying personified.
I said she's angry black woman personified, meaning she is the epitome of what that phrase means. I'm not saying that she, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Sorry.
I personally like her. I like her music, and when it comes to some of the things that she says, sometimes I agree, sometimes I disagree. But in this particular situation, I just feel like she just went overboard. She made made it a bigger situation than what it really was.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can't be a ride or die person with you on this. She made a big deal over nothing.
And how would the two of you react, let's say, if Janet Jackson acted like this, if she did this, how would you react to the situation?
I mean, I'd be like, well, I guess you fucked up, or what the hell was she thinking? But I mean, I'm not, I wouldn't lose sleep over it.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I'm saying
it'd probably be like out of Janet's character, though. So
of course,
would be
it would.
Forgiving.
Well,
it would.
Yeah, but you also remember that Azealia Banks, like people, when it comes to her, people are known for reporting this type of behavior from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like I've heard that she does a lot of good things as well. But when it comes to, you know, the media, they're more about reporting bad things from her or her type of behavior as opposed to the good stuff that she does. So. But I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, there are certain people that they do that with Kanye. It's just certain celebrities and, you know, public figures that they just follow all the, you know, bad but trendy type stuff they do.
Do you think she's, one of those celebrities who feels like because she's still as a celebrity, she can behave this way and it's forgiven? Or do you think she gives a shit?
No, I just think that she is just an outspoken, opinionated woman.
I'm an outspoken, opinionated woman.
I mean, like you said, I don't agree with everything that she, you know, does or says, but I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, just because you're outspoken and opinionated, woman, man, whatever, doesn't mean you have to be a bitch. You don't have to be evil,
right,
and rude and disrespectful to people. She could have handled that in a completely different way, and it just was disrespectful. Anyway,
yeah,
that's,
and I mean, the big part of it is, you know, she does have quite a bit of a gay following, so for her to use such sensitive slurs, and this isn't the first time, it shows that she doesn't respect that. You know, like you said, she doesn't care.
She's gonna say, well, he was being a faggot, like somebody says,
right,
somebody's being the N-word. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah,
how she's gonna couch it and say, oh, it's not every gay guy, it's just that guy was being a faggot, which, like, that makes it different, which it doesn't. Pisses,
yeah,
me off. I will never.
Her.
Yeah, I will never. I'm sorry. I will never follow this bitch. Who was the other person that recently, not too long ago, in the past few months, maybe or year, there was another singer who got in trouble for calling somebody or gay or faggot or something. It was a female singer. Who was it? You don't remember? It was just recently.
Probably her.
No.
Isn't that crazy? That's how quickly we forget stuff.
It is sad. I don't remember. Now I won't remember not to listen to their music anyway. Let's talk about the Emmys.
I didn't watch.
I didn't either.
Well, I didn't watch it either, but I mean, didn't you see the highlights?
I mean,
Viola Davis, and all that.
I went by, you know, off of social media.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That.
I didn't watch,
yeah,
it either, but,
yeah,
I'm just saying, what do
but,
you think about that?
Well, I mean, I just want to say congratulations to Viola Davis for her win in How to Get Away with Murder. Uzo Aduba won for her role in Orange is the New Black. And Regina King won an Emmy for her role as Aaliyah in the TV series American Crime, which is actually a good show. I watched it. I think it came on, I think last year or whenever it previewed, it came on like right after Scandal or How Do You Wear Work, one of those shows. And I watched it. It's actually pretty good. So
it's okay.
Let's just do all of them.
I
like it.
Does it get better after the first three episodes? I watched the first three and I stopped. I couldn't get into it.
I watched the entire season.
Did you really? Yeah. Anyway, I love Regina King though. I think she's a great actress. I love her.
I love Viola Davis. She's amazing.
Oh, she's totally amazing. Totally deserved to win. I will love How to Get Away with Murder, which I do watch religiously.
Uh-huh. It's a good show. Love her in Doubt, The Help. I mean, I could go on and on.
She was good in everything she's in. She's good in everything.
Oh, she was really good in Lila and Eve that just came out over the summer.
She was in a movie called The Architect. I bet another one of you have seen that movie.
Well, and one thing I love about her is that she's not afraid to do, like, independent films or, like, lower budget films just because, like, she loves to act. You know what I mean? She loves these characters. She loves the art of acting. It's not about the celebrity for her.
She went to Yale Drama School, I think. And I mean, she graduated from Yale Drama School. So, I mean, she obviously is a serious actress or Harvard,
yeah,
or something.
Her,
so,
yeah.
I mean, she really is a serious actress and it shows. But it's not just that. It's like, that's the difference between she and this other chick you're talking about, the bitch on the plane. I can't remember her name now.
polar opposites.
Yeah, anyway, that's what I'm saying. Look at her. Look at who she is in her real life versus that bitch. I mean, she has such grace and dignity and she's mature. And, of course, she's much older, I know, but I mean, you can be that way, and people love her because she is who she is, and I love that about her. I love it when she took her wig off on that show, How to Get Away with Murder, and she was all, like, depressed and sad, and the makeup off, and she just let him have it. I love that. That was great. That was a great scene. Anyway, Uzu Aduba, yeah, she won, right? That's good. I love her. I love her on the Orange is the New Black. She's awesome as Crazy Eyes. Love her. Do you watch that show?
Of course.
Of course. Of course. Do you watch it?
I don't watch it. I mean, I've seen it here and there. I know who she is. I know the plot.
Oh, just... God. She's such a good actress. But I haven't really seen her in anything else. Have y'all seen her in anything besides
that? See, that's kind of like, I don't know. That's kind of like one of those things. Like, after the show has its run, you know, there's always those actors that after the show, they kind of look around and they're like, now what do we do? You know what I mean? Because they're so known for that. And they have so much success. It's kind of hard, especially because we didn't know them before Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
That's true. Because I haven't seen her in any other shows. The only thing that I've seen her in recently is when she performed with Taylor Swift did.
Yes.
One of the concerts. When Taylor Swift was doing a concert, she brought her up on stage.
Right.
Did some duet together.
She's actually a really good singer. She's like operatic or whatever.
Yeah,
and she's also a good actress. And she was actually on Watch What Happens Live talking about she's doing a play or a musical or something. Mm-hmm. And so she does stuff off Broadway anyway. So she's a real actress too, I think. I love her. What about the whole thing that happened here in Dallas with Ahmed Mohammed?
Oh, it's a really
let's tell people what we're talking about first.
Okay, so there is a 14-year-old boy by the name of Ahmed Mohammed. I'm hoping I'm saying this his name right. I think he attended MacArthur High School, which is in Irving, Texas, which is the suburbs of Dallas. And he was he's all about, you know, inventing things and building things, and that he's one of those unique kids. Like me, when I was 14 years old, I was too busy trying to learn how to drive a car or too busy trying to hang out with people. Well, he's, you know, building stuff and trying to invent things, which is good. I mean, the kid is very smart.
Yeah.
So he built a clock to impress one of his I think he was trying to show it to his engineering teacher.
Right.
And he built this clock, and he took it to school, and I believe the teacher that saw the clock, he was in another class from what I've been told, or according to the media, he was in another class, and he took the clock to school, and he showed it to one of his other teachers, and I'm assuming the teacher took it as a threat, because she was like, it looks more like a bomb, and so she reported to it.
Yeah, he showed it to his engineering teacher first. He said, that looks great, but don't show it to anybody else because they may not know what that is. Mm-hmm. And then he did show it to a couple other teachers, actually, and they said, that's nice, you know, don't show anybody else. And then, like, the fourth person he showed it to was a teacher that reported him and said she thought it was a bomb.
Exactly.
Right. And go ahead.
So, you know, of course, the police, she reports it to administration. The administration calls the police. And pretty much they handcuff him and interrogate him. But they would not let him call his parents. And they pretty much interrogated him for, you know, quite some time before, you know, his parents were notified. Or...
They would not let him call his parents.
Exactly, exactly. I think they went on for like over an hour.
Which, by the way, just as a little interjection here, the fact that they wouldn't let him call his parents, you would think, oh, that's against your constitutional rights or whatever. Technically, once they passed the Patriot Act by George Bush the moron, once that was passed, they can actually hold you if they suspect you of terrorism without calling anybody. Okay. That, which is complete bullshit. But anyway, go on.
So yeah, the police were called, and you know, they interrogated him and that type of thing. And it's just a really messed up situation. And now they're saying that they came out with this, you know, with this update saying that, oh, we didn't arrest him, you know, because of his name. You know, we truly thought it was a bomb, that type of thing. Now, I saw the pictures online. They have pictures of this clock floating around online.
Right.
It looks like a homemade clock. It clearly is not like a clock you would buy at the store.
No.
But I mean, and again, it is a homemade clock. But my thing with this is that, Here's my whole situation. Now, I know the whole, you know, Muslim community is coming out saying that, you know, we shouldn't blame the school or the mm-hmm. police or the teacher, that type of thing. I actually disagree with them mm-hmm. because I feel like they all had something to do with this for it to get up to this point. Mm-hmm. also, my thing is that here's the bottom line with this whole situation that I'm so frustrated about.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher thought, or the administration thought that, you know, this was so much of a threat when they saw this clock,
mm-hmm.
how come they didn't evacuate the school?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they didn't evacuate the school, they didn't call it a bomb squad.
Right.
And my thing is that if you thought it, because my thing is if I see something that looks similar to a bomb, I'm calling 911. And I'm sure they're going to send out the appropriate authorities. They can send out to come look at this device.
Right.
Or that type of thing. They didn't evacuate the school.
No,
so
they didn't.
My thing is that I just...
You think it's racially motivated?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah.
I think they arrested him because of his name, and he's from a Muslim background.
Well, of course. I mean, if this had been a blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy, Caucasian boy... that had made this. I don't really think
they would have been like, oh my God, this is the coolest
greatest thing
ever.
Yeah. I don't think it would have been the same issue. And that's why I think it is racially motivated. And we are in Dallas, Texas. And this is the way people think here, a lot of people. And I also understand why if they had a suspicion that this might be a bomb, they take him aside. They question him or whatever, not necessarily by the police, but the principal or somebody can say, what is this? This is a bomb or whatever. I mean, like, he's going to say yes, but anyway. And that's one thing, but to actually have the police come in and not let him talk to his parents and not let him have any access to people outside the school, he probably was scared to death. He's just a kid and he didn't know what he could say or couldn't say. And so he didn't say hardly anything. All he had to do was to actually, you know, call his parents out and they come over and they could have cleared the whole thing up. But I think it was wrong. I think it was racially motivated as well. And hopefully, you know, this will, you know, the great thing comes out of it is the guy is getting all these scholarships now,
mm-hmm.
and all this fun, like swag.
Media attention.
Yeah.
Got to go to the White House. I mean,
thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars from Microsoft and products.
I was just thinking, I was just telling a friend, I was like, pretty much this incident has pretty much secured his
future.
His future, yeah. I mean, so.
Well, that's a good thing. Something good came out of something bad.
I guess we can say thank you to the teacher. Like,
yeah. Well, now he's transferring. He's been transferred to a different school. He's transferring to a different school. They took him out of that school because he's remained on suspension at that school, even after all of this media ridiculousness. Even after they knew it wasn't a bomb. So it doesn't make any sense they would do that. To me, it was just racially motivated. I agree with you. But that's what it's like to live in Dallas, Texas and be brown.
Well, no, I mean, I, all over the country, this kind of thing happens all over the country.
Well, I think it's more prolific here.
Huh?
It's more prolific here. I'm sorry,
well,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's the South. But I'm just happy that society has kind of, like, wrapped their hands around this young man and have supported, you know, his education and are now celebrating his talents for what they are. But what I want to know is how come we don't hear about this teacher? Like, a lot of times, like, the media kind of, like, pinpoints an enemy and then, you know, we want them fired and for their racist, judgmental, bigot, you know. The teacher has kind of gotten off kind of smooth here, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they haven't even released her name, I believe.
That's right. Typically, the media, like, goes straight in for the enemy, but this time, I don't know, just something I noticed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. The school has been completely, like, unapologetic about it. They're like, you know... Well,
that's my thing as well. They haven't said anything. They haven't come out with a statement or anything.
What they have said, basically, is basically that, we were doing our job and we were told if we see something suspicious to report it. And that's fine,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, say something, say something.
They went...
Yeah.
I think they went well beyond what they should have done. It was ridiculousness.
Go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just saying that if you have the thing of, you know, if you see something, say something, that's fine. If you want to go off with that, that's fine. But we need more. It's like we need more than you just telling us something like that. Like, you need to come out and say something. Well, you know, it was an error on our part. I mean, if you just come out, just publicly apologize.
Yeah.
It'll make just a world of a difference. I mean, it probably wouldn't change your thought on things.
No, but it's what they should do.
Soften the blow. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. What were you going to say, Christian?
I've forgotten my point.
Your mind moves like mine. It's like zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah. So
let's talk about
whatever.
Miss Patti LaBelle and her thing with the concert.
I keep seeing this all over social media, but I haven't gotten to see the video. Jason, what happened?
So Patti LaBelle was performing this past Friday night in Vancouver. And I've seen videos of Patti LaBelle in the past on YouTube where she interacts with her fans and brings them up on stage, lets them sing things and that type of thing. So there was a gentleman that she, well, it was a group of people. Well, out of this group of people she brought on stage, there was a gentleman that was on stage, and she was going to let him sing, but I guess, you know, he was, you know, in the moment and dancing around, that type of thing, and he started to unbutton his shirt. So when he started doing that, Patti LaBelle says something to the, I'm trying to find the quote here. They don't have the quote up, but I'm paraphrasing him, but it was something along the lines like, you know, I'm not Nicki Minaj, or I'm not that Miley chick. You're not going to do that on my stage, or something like that. And then when she said that, the guy turned around and like, as if like he was sticking his ass out or something, as if like some type of thing, like, you know, kiss my ass type deal. I don't think that's what it meant, but I think it was just like a provocative, like, ooh, look at my ass.
Well, she said, what she said was, don't you dare, not on my stage. I am 71 years young. I am not Nicki Minaj, or that little Miley Cyrus. That's what she said.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, get off my god darn stage, bitch. That's what she said, and stay off.
Exactly. But and then in the video, I watched the video, and then it's like when he turned around and like stuck his ass out of something, it was almost like she charged at him. Like she pushed him or something like that. And I'm thinking to myself, now I love me some motherfucking Patti LaBelle. But I feel like I understand it's your concert, and I understand, you know, he probably did more than you wanted him to do on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she was completely there wrong for charging him and pushing him like that.
Yeah,
because
I mean, this
man could turn around and sue her.
Well, I don't really understand what he did that was so bad, though. I'm trying to understand what he did that was precipitating this reaction from her. I read the article, but I don't. He unbuttoned his shirt on stage. And that was it. I mean,
he just talking about he didn't take it off. He just unbuttoned it, and he turned around, and she made her comment about, you know, she's not Miley or Nicki or whatever the fuck.
Well, she did.
And then he turned around and like stuck his ass out, and she like, pushed him. I'm like,
well,
I'm like, Patti, you can't
talk about a diva. This is what I was talking about earlier. Talking about a diva, one who's made her career. She's had it for so long. She's old. She's cranky. She's done.
and then she said, get off my stage, bitch.
Yes. And so, I mean, she's like, that's to be expected from Patti LaBelle, because that's what I expect from her. That's just what I expect. But she said in an apology, she said, I'm so sorry. I'm a Gemini, and things come out of my mouth sometimes that I try to control. Patti LaBelle, I understand. I do, darling. I'm the same way, so I get it. Same. I'm a Gemini, too.
Same. But, I mean, when you bring people on stage, you're dancing with the devil to begin with, so...
Well, I mean, that's true. You didn't ever know what you're going to get, right? That's true.
Yeah.
But he didn't do anything that was that outlandish. It's not like he took his pants off and wagged his dick at her.
That's what I was going to say.
So...
That's my thing, too. I'm like, it's like he didn't, you know, expose himself to her or something like that.
Yeah, that would have been merited, but I think she went overboard, but whatever.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like there's going to be a follow-up to the story. I feel like since, according to the video that's circulating online, since she technically charged/pushed him, I feel like he's going to sue her. I just feel like it's going to be a matter of time before this gentleman comes out and files a lawsuit against her.
I agree. Whatever. That's her problem, though. She's
got
the money.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because I'm like... People think that, you know, that's the end of it. No.
No,
like, this guy's going to get a lawyer and they're going to sue her. It's on. And I like Patti LaBelle, but
whatever.
She fucked up. So
it's on tape.
It sure is. Okay.
And exactly. That's another thing. It's all over the internet, so it won't be hard to prove it. So there you go.
Did you you said that you'd read I Am Kate's getting renewed for a second season, by the way?
Yeah.
Yahoo!
That's great.
Awesome.
I love the show. I thought y'all didn't even watch it anymore.
I didn't.
Oh.
I just wanted to bring it up.
I watched clips of the show.
Whatever.
I don't plan on watching it, but I just let it go.
That's a really great show, honestly.
To be a, you know, I Am Kate fan.
Well, it's a good show.
Watch it.
I don't know. I am an I Am Kate fan, the show.
I want to see that new one on Fuse, The Transcendent. I want to see that.
Oh, the show? Yeah, that would be awesome.
With the transgendered girls from the... Mm-hmm. Girls of Asia. I want to see that on Fuse. I think it comes out here pretty soon.
I want to watch that too. But yeah, so I Am Kate gets renewed. Congrats to her.
Good.
I guess.
Congratulations, Caitlin.
I won't be watching, but yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner. Oh, Caitlyn Jenner, right? Yeah, that's her name. I was going to say Kardashian, Caitlyn Kardashian. Anyway, so you know the whole thing with Kim Davis, you know, the chicken.
We know.
Virginia. Know. Or is it Kentucky?
Why is she still in the media?
She's in the media because she did an interview with Paula Faris with ABC. She's also on The View now.
Okay.
And she did an interview with her, and she says, Kim Davis essentially said, she asked her about her past, about she'd been married and divorced 3 times and all that stuff, and she'd been kind of easy and all that shit. And she said, oh, well, that was before I was a born-again Christian. I am washed clean. I am a Christian, so I'm washed clean. And then she goes on to say that she has gay friends and that they understand because they respect her position, even though that they disagree on this point. And she asked her, Paula Faris asked her, well, if your gay friends wanted to get a license, would you deny it to them? She said, I have. I did deny them because they understand that I have to follow the Lord's law, God's law.
But you're an elected official.
And she asked her about that, too. She said, well, God's law supersedes that or whatever, basically. So, I mean, she's a fucking nutbag, and she's still in the fucking media because people keep, basically, she's still not issuing licenses herself.
Hearing about this bitch.
And I know, but so anyway, the point is she kind of represents a huge part of this country that actually believe in what she believes and follows what she thinks.
Well, then don't do the job. It's that simple. You're an elected official. You either, this is a law. If you're not going to do the job and abide by the law, you need to step down from office.
That's the problem, because they're so deluded that they believe, no matter what, that the Bible supersedes any man's laws, they would call it. Therefore, it doesn't matter what the law says. They're going to do what the fuck they want in accordance with their religious belief system. So this stuff is still continuing to go on. And now, as a result of this bitch, other parts of the country, other clerks in other counties in the country are now asking for exemptions for themselves so that they themselves do not have to sign licenses that are
for gay
people.
Texas in this?
I don't know if Texas was or not. They didn't list which ones. They just said other counties in the country. But probably, yeah. So, I mean, but the thing is now that she's doing this and she's still not signing them and everything else, the judge said that she's still violating the law. And so she still probably will be held in contempt and probably go back to jail if she doesn't actually start signing them herself.
Why don't they just impeach her? Well, I don't know. I thought about that.
Hello?
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 Donovan!
What the hell?
So I just... my whole thing with it is, like, because I saw the clip from the interview, and she's crying, and she's saying, you know, the part that upsets her the most is that people say that, you know, the Lord is upset with her because she should love all. I don't know. I'm just so over the damn thing. I'm just... She's got PR team or whoever's keeping this wheel moving.
Well, the media is keeping it moving. She's not... I honestly don't think that she has a PR team, but...
Well, you know what I mean? Someone's paying her to do these interviews.
No, they're not.
For her to get these book deals that she just signed. I mean...
You understand. I mean, if she does have a book deal, then yes. But I'm saying, don't you understand that this is how like, deluded she is? She believes in this stuff so much and so deeply that she's doing it out of her own conscience, not because she wants money. Even if she does want money, that's not the motivation for this woman. She's so fucking nuts that it's all based on her religious background. So whatever. I just wanted to point it out because it's still something else coming down the pipeline for the rest of the country, in Dallas possibly, or other parts of the country where we have clerks that do not agree with gay marriage and still want to do their job. And so now they're trying to get exemptions themselves from doing it like she has.
I know when they first passed gay marriage, I think the clerk in Denton County, which is...
Yes, it was the judge. It was a judge.
The Dallas area. She was a judge?
It was a guy, and it was a judge. And he said, if you come into my courtroom, I will not sign... I'll sign your license, but you have to sign this form that says that you understand that it's against my religion and da-da-da-da before I'll marry you.
Why do... Oh, God. It's like, that has nothing to do with getting a marriage license. It's like, you can come up with this form. You can come up with a release form saying it's against you. Don't nobody give a fuck that what you are for or against.
Well, as I said before, it's just like if a Muslim were in the reverse, a Muslim were doing it and issuing licenses to people, and a heterosexual couple came up, a man and a woman, and they wanted to get married, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't issue this license to you because I don't believe women should be able to drive. because it's against my religious belief system. Mm-hmm. So it's the same fucking thing.
Exactly.
But the Christians don't see it that way. They see everything from their own little myopic perspective, and that's it.
Well, those are the uber Christians that think that either their way is always the right way. And
yeah, evangelicals.
Nothing else matters.
Yes. Speaking of come to Jesus moment, Cheryl Underwood removed her hair, her wig, on the talk last week or something. Was it last week or whatever?
Last week.
Yeah, it was last week. I watched that. And she gave this huge apology about what she had said, you know, about natural hair in the black community when she was referring to Heidi Klum and Seal's Children and stating, why would you ever want to have black hair when you could have silky long locks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so she apologized for this. And so she took her wigs off and she wore her whole hair all week last week. So what do you think about that whole thing, Jason or Christian?
I'm a huge Cheryl Underwood fan. I've been following her since God knows when. The comment that she made, I can see, you know, it would offend.
I think he's having issues.
Are you okay?
Did you fall down a pipe or something, Christian?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I don't think you realize when you do certain things, it goes like this, like.
It sounded like you fell or something. I was like, are you okay over there?
It's like the second time this hour. I'm like, does he not know he's doing this? Anyway.
Because you did that a few moments ago, and I was like.
It's like, hello, are you there?
Yeah, I was like, hello. But,
anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, Cheryl Underwood, I'm a huge fan of hers. Mm-hmm. I've been following her since the beginning of time. The comment that she did make, I could see how it could ruffle, you know, feathers in the black community. Because she's right, because, you know, African Americans are very particular and sensitive when it comes to hair. Which I think is kind of unfortunate because it's hair. I don't understand how the black community, and speaking
because
as a black person,
yeah,
I've never understood why in the black community hair is such a sensitive topic when there are other things to be talking about, but that's neither here nor there. So she came out and she apologized. Her comment really didn't offend me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I wear natural hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't offend me.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't think it matters personally. I mean, I think that was nice that she apologized, but I think people who were that was her opinion and she's entitled to her opinion.
Exactly.
And if no one else agrees with her, fine, but that was her opinion. And she was also making a joke. It was also a joke, but you know, anyway, so they didn't find it funny. Fine. I don't think that it merited such a huge big deal personally, but people who are sensitive about their hair in the black community may feel that it did. So she apologized to them. That's done. Now they should move on. I don't think it should be a big old deal. Obviously, she's not a racist. She's black. She's a black woman. She knows what it means to be black. She's not going to say these kind of things in a negative way and mean them, I think. So it would be ridiculous.
Exactly. So, I mean, I wasn't offended by it. I mean, I do commend her for apologizing, you know, for the people she did offend.
Yes.
But also, I feel like the people who were offended by this really don't have shit else to do, because it's like it's hair, it's fucking hair.
Well, hair is very important to people, black, white, whatever.
No, I understand hair is important to a lot of people in a lot of different races, but in the black community, let's be real now.
Uh-huh.
In the black community, hair is this huge sensitive topic. It's almost like it's sensitive. It's like politics.
Trust me, I know.
It's like. Find something else better to talk about and not be offended by. Like, don't be offended by fucking hair. It's going to grow back.
Well, did you see the documentary that Chris Rock did called Hair? Good Hair?
Black Hair? Yeah.
Good Hair. It's called
Good Hair.
Yeah.
This was actually really briefly the point that I was going to make on this, because I have that documentary. I love that documentary. I watch it all the time. To me, it's more offensive as, you know, if I had adopted a black child, I want my daughter to know that her natural hair is beautiful, even though society continuously tells young black girls that their natural hair is not beautiful.
Right.
So for me, I would be offended. Like, how dare you, as a talk show host, knowing that there are millions of women around the country watching the show, that you easily, you know, are able to access really quickly, say something like that towards your own people. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, just so
I do.
Just
it is ignorant.
Quick and ignorant. You
you're
know
right.
What I mean?
It is ignorant. But
yeah.
But she's entitled to her opinion, but it is an
yeah,
ignorant
exactly.
statement. I agree with you. And but the thing is, though, in the Black community, there's not just one kind of hair. People always think there's one kind of hair. There's many kinds of textures of hair in the Black community because there's many kind of people in the Black community that have different mixes and everything else and races, whatever. So, I mean, you have all kinds of hair. There's kinkier hair, there's straighter hair, there's finer hair, there's thicker hair. I mean, it's all kinds of hair. So
yeah.
it's also, like you said, it's not what her statement was because obviously she's not ignorant about Black hair, but people who don't know about Black hair are ignorant enough to think it's just one thing and to think that, you know, you see people on TV who, you know, somebody doing, some crack chick in the hood doing, you know, and her hair's all a mess and stuff, and that's what they all look like. No.
No,
she doesn't take care of her hair. What's a white person going to look like when she doesn't take care of her hair? You know, she's doing crack and on drugs. You know what I mean? So I'm saying that the idea people have about Black hair is completely skewed and wrong. And you're right. Both of you are right. I agree with both of you. So anyway. next.
Natural hair is beautiful.
It can be. It can be. If you take care of it, yes. Both sides. Okay. Jessica Simpson was drunk on HSN.
Yeah, there was a clip where she was on HSN and she was promoting her clothing line or something like that.
She's drunk? She was drunk.
According in the story, it's saying that she's drunk.
People are saying that she was really loopy and just weird, but
she's
that's just her. I think she's just like pilled out. I just think that's
her speech was slurred.
Was it?
It was slurred, and you know, she was just kind of all over the place, and it's like, you know, and you know, just kind of just loopy and just like an airhead, just all over the place.
Yeah.
And, the clip that I watched, it did seem as if she was. It came off as she was.
Okay,
wrong.
Let's just hear real quick for a second. Let's hear what she sounds like.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. As long as this doesn't play a fucking ad, which of course it will. Hold on. Come on. Okay, Jessica. Bitch, play. There she goes. Okay.
So
I've got to wait 3 seconds for the ad to go away. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
The sequin jacket is sold out.
Oh, Mom, you did it.
Hey.
Shake it, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Jessica Simpson and her mother, Tina, were guests on the Home Shopping Network for a two-hour segment with host Colleen Lopez to pitch Jessica's super popular clothing line to the viewers at home. Simpson was selling stuff left and right, but the most notable thing about her appearance was her appearance. Throughout the night, Simpson looked kind of drunk.
And I promise your butt looks good in them.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is important.
I swear, I've had every size of butt, and it just looks cute in every one of them.
Okay, you can't see this. You have to see it. But she's, like, going back and forth, rocking herself, like, oh my God, your butt looks so good. I mean, she looks really drunk. She does look drunk, you're right. She looks like something's up with a bitch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not just Jessica. That's something else.
Yeah, that's either some pills or alcohol or a combination.
What has she had to be drinking about anyway? She's got a hot husband, I think, as I recall who he is. A hot husband. She's got kids. She's got the bazooka bullshit money. I mean, tons of money. Tons of money. So what is she going to be drinking and doing pills for? Trying to lose her weight or something, you think? I mean, what's she doing that, I wonder?
I don't know. You never know what goes up behind closed doors, and that's all I'm saying.
That's very true. Very true.
You never know. And, you know, to the public eye, it seemed like her and she's married to, what, Tony Romo?
Uh-huh. Romo, that's it.
Yeah. It seemed like they may be doing great, but behind closed doors, you never know.
Not Tony Romo. She was with Tony Romo, like, 8 years
ago. Who's she married to?
Who's she married to?
I don't know his name. He's not very famous.
Oh, I don't follow sports.
So. Not Tony Romo. Tony Romo is married to Candace Crawford, Chase Crawford's sister.
Oh, poor thing. Okay.
That's her Dallas pop culture together.
She's married to Eric Johnson.
Thank you. What I was going to say was I actually got invited to a brunch with Jessica Simpson and Ashley Simpson last year because they were promoting their new at-home line to like a bunch of bloggers, and they were 3 hours late. And then they didn't want to do interviews or media. I ended up not sticking around to meet them just because I had waited 3 hours and I was kind of over it. But my experience with Jessica didn't go so well.
I don't
know. Here's my thing when it comes to celebrities and some celebrities in general. If you're having an event and you know you're going to have your fans and that type of thing coming out and wanting to meet you and take pictures with you, why would you show up 2 and 3 hours late just to... It's just very inconsiderate.
It's just disrespect. It's just
disrespect. It is. When I hear celebrities doing that type of thing, I was like, why would you, you know... It's just
Whenever I've ever met with clients, I'm always early. I'm always early. And not so much early that it's like inconvenient, but at least 10, 15 minutes maybe early. And I won't go in until it's like exactly on time. And that's how I am, because I respect other people's time. When people do that shit to me, it fucking pisses me off. I'm like waiting.
Yeah,
my time is valuable, bitches. My time is valuable. So, I mean, I don't want to sit here and fucking wait for you when, you know, you're not more important than me, you know, whatever. So that's what it's like. It's like they're more important than you. Their time is more valuable than yours. That pisses me off.
I don't blame Christian. I would have left too. I'm not gonna
like
3 fucking hours.
It's like, sorry, girl, I'm not going to invest my whole Saturday into waiting around for you to write about you and your at-home line. I mean, it's just...
And that's the thing is that they need you.
Yeah.
To help promote their brand. I mean, meaning bloggers and people who are in the press or whatever. So they act like that you need them more than they need you, which isn't true. Two more things real quick. There's an evil, greedy bastard who's raised medication prices for a drug that is life-saving for people with HIV and AIDS. That it was only like $1.50 or something a pill. $13.50 a pill to $750 a tablet. He bought the company that owned it, then immediately hiked up the price from $13.50 to $750 when it only cost $1 per pill to actually make it. Do you think that that is right, morally?
No.
Morally, no.
It's horrible. Now, what about from a business perspective? He has the right to do that, obviously, but does he really need to make a 70 time profit, really, to survive? He says he does, and that's the only way his company can survive is to have done that. So he's going to let people die and because they can't afford a pill that costs $750 a tablet. I mean, I think it's just horrible. It's horrible. Horrible, horrible.
It's a fucked up situation.
Well, I mean, do you think there's any...
$750 a pill is ridiculous. I don't care if it's for HIV or any other type of...
Right.
You know, illness or whatever you have. $750 for a pill is redonkulous. Like, seriously.
Especially if it doesn't cost $725 to make.
It costs $1 per pill to make.
Exactly. So at that point, it's just not right.
I think there's a such thing, though, and I was going to ask you, do you think there's a such thing, and I know there is because there is a business ethics class, ethics in business. I mean, this is not ethical to me, and it's just greed. Greed, 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 greed.
Well, he'll surely find out because he'll realize that no one's going to buy it.
Well, they have to buy it.
Probably lower the prices.
Well, a lot of them have to buy it, but you're right. A lot of them won't be able to afford it. So it's a horrible thing.
I saw a headline earlier today about Bernie Sanders actually addressing the issue and, you know, basically saying exactly what we're saying, that that's not right, and as a president, you know, he'll do everything in his power to make sure that these situations aren't legal and so on and so forth.
Yes, that's why I love Bernie Sanders. Love me some Bernie. Yeah. Feel the burn, people. Feel the burn.
speaking of that, I did went to iSideWith.com.
What did you come up with?
Bernie Sanders.
Woohoo! Yay!
85%.
I was 95% Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, so...
Who was your second one? Was it Hillary?
Hillary. It was also 85%.
Yeah, I was Hillary second as well. Cool. And you were the same, Christian, right? Or were you...
Yeah, I was actually more so Hillary than Bernie, but I actually prefer Bernie Sanders as a person than Hillary Clinton. So.
That's the problem, so do most of us. okay. Well, did you hear about the thing about 1 million moms? I don't know if you know who they are. They're like a completely horribly anti-gay, anti-everything Christian God group, okay? And they are completely pissed off because they say that the new Muppets show that came on tonight is evil, and that it promotes evil and it promotes modern, mature situations that are not appropriate for family viewing. These are fucking puppets.
I didn't take it as like a family show for like 5-year-olds. I took it as like a show for like 13 and up. You know what I mean? Because I saw the trailer and it was like, it's like just making fun of, it's poking fun at celebrity and pop culture and taking something that everybody knows and loves, the Muppets, and turning it into like this fun kind of tongue-in-cheek thing. I didn't take it as a TV show to watch with the whole damn family. Like
exactly. But they did, so...
But it's on ABC, is it not? It's on ABC, right?
ABC.
ABC has, like, Modern Family. Like, they always do shows like that, so...
Well, there gets Modern Family, too, because it's got gay guys on it. Go ahead, Jason.
Right. No, I was just saying, yeah, I've seen Facebook posts, and they're like, oh, me and my kids can watch this tonight. And I'm like, I don't think this is really...
No.
Yeah, just because it's the Muppets, yeah.
I'm like, they talk about certain things that might be, you know, borderline adult stuff.
Right.
So it's like... I'm thinking it's more of it. I think it's more catered to like an adult audience.
Absolutely, it is.
I'm like, but
like revisit your youth and kind of just like, you know,
yeah,
exactly. But I'm thinking,
and I love that.
And I'm like, but this is not for, you know, your 8-year-old to watch and think that, you know, they're gonna sing and, you know, this isn't Sesame Street, people. Okay,
right, exactly.
So, don't sit there and think they're gonna, you know, sing and play games and that type of thing, because that's not the case.
Exactly.
So
one more thing before we go. Do you guys, both of you, watch Real Housewives, or which one do you watch? Which franchise do you guys watch?
I'm like Atlanta, Beverly Hills.
Okay, what about you,
Jersey,
Jason?
Jersey when Teresa's on.
Okay, well, that's the only time she'll ever be on. Go ahead, Jason. What about you?
I mainly watch Atlanta and Orange County.
Okay, so you both watch Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so I watch every single franchise of it. But so since we all know Atlanta, if you had to pick a character, or that's not characters really, but a person on the show that was you, who would you pick to be? If you were to emulate or be, or
from,
be
from
like
either
you.
Franchise?
No, like, I mean, who, if you had to be, take a quiz and said, this is the character or the person you are in Atlanta Housewives, which one would you be?
Mine came back as Nene.
Nene? Oh, God.
I'd probably be Candy.
I was Candy, too. Okay.
I'd probably be Candy.
I was Candy, too. Nene is gone now, but I think that Nene, what do you think about Nene? Do you like her, or do you dislike her?
Here's my thing with Nene.
Yeah.
I love Nene season one. Season one and season two, I love Nene.
That's because she was keeping it real.
Yes, but then like around season three, she started making these changes, and which is fine. I mean, if you want to make changes, that's fine. But it was almost as if, as the seasons went along, it almost seemed like she slowly began, like, you know, like I'm too good for this show, you know, and that type of thing. And
well, that is what she said, basically. Yes,
you know, she was like, "I am very rich,
bitch."
I love that when she told Sheree that.
That's the thing about love about Nene is all her one liners and her quips.
Oh yeah, she's.
Yeah, but I towards the end, Nene did become my favorite more. I was leaning more towards Candy.
Yeah.
Towards, you know, in the recent seasons, I was leaning more towards Candy, because it seems like Candy would definitely speak her mind.
It seems to me, in my opinion, she speaks her mind, but she's also very grounded. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to prove that she's rich. She doesn't need to prove that she's successful. She just is. And she lets her success speak for itself and not be all like, ooh, I'm rich, bitch, you know, whatever.
The only thing I do not like about Candy is that when it comes to her and Mama Joyce.
Oh, me too. She is too much.
Oh, my God. It's like, I'm like, Candy, you gotta
get a grip.
I understand that you're a mother. I understand you want to be respectful, but you gotta have some backbone in this situation.
Exactly. She lets her walk all over her and take her for everything. And her husband comes second, which I think he should come first in this opinion.
Exactly.
You know, I think it's totally wrong. I agree. But I like her otherwise, but you're right. But I think it's hilarious when she cries. She's like...
I hate it when she cries. It's almost like... I don't know. It's just weird. Like, I hate the way she cries. It's so fucking annoying.
We always laugh when she cries because she cries so weirdly, yes.
And here's another thing. Her daughter, Riley...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be clear, I'm not talking about
minors,
children and minors and type thing, but she is on the show occasionally, so I do want to address something.
Okay.
Riley comes off to me as a younger version of Mama Joyce.
Really?
She kind of comes off as a bitch on the show.
She does.
She does. I mean, she's like when Todd, for example, when Todd brought her.
She was rude.
She was rude as fuck to that girl.
She
was. Like, really?
She was very rude.
It's just the thing that she was just rude and.
I think she's entitled.
She,
I think she feels entitled,
mm-hmm.
and I think she's spoiled. That's what I think.
She's spoiled and entitled, and you know, think everything's supposed to be handed to her on a silver platter. And because the thing is, I remember there was one episode where she was talking about where Candy was talking about getting her a Range Rover for her 16th birthday. Todd was like, "No, you can get her like a Honda Civic."
I know. Yes.
He was just like, "No, she does not need a Range Rover for her 16th." He was right. He was like, "For what? For the guard and wreck it 3 months from now."
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he was like, "We can get her a Honda Civic." I was like, "See, this is why I'm Team Todd."
That's right.
So,
that's right.
But yeah, but other than that, yeah. But I do watch the shows and I love it. And I can't wait for you to come back in the fall.
Anything else before we go? You want to say anybody?
Oh, Candy is pregnant. I forgot about that.
Candy's pregnant. Yes, she is.
Oh, y'all. I went to go see that new Anne Hathaway movie that is coming out on Friday. I went to a screening of it last week called The Intern.
I want
to
see
it. Just really quick, wanted to give you guys a little, you know, pros and cons of the movie.
Okay.
It's actually one of the best movies I've seen in a really long time. It's funny. It's sweet. It has a couple of, like, plot twists and turns that you don't really expect. The basic plot of it is Anne Hathaway's character is a millennial mom who started this startup company from an idea she had while she was shopping late one night. And it takes off, it booms, and all of a sudden she's created this, like, massive e-commerce website, and it's growing faster than she can keep up with. So she's pretty much falling apart at the seams, trying to keep this together. She has a newborn, and her company board members or whatever, they decide, instead of doing, like, a college intern program over the summer, they're going to do a intern program with seniors so they can get fresh new ideas. But the irony of it is that they're adult seniors and it's an e-commerce website. So there's like a little bit of like fun there between like the generations.
Yeah.
But it's a really sweet movie. And I don't know, I saw a lot of myself in the movie, and it's a good movie. It's kind of sad. It's kind of funny. It's kind of sweet. It's kind of all over the place. But I definitely, definitely, definitely go see it if you're into a good, fun, funny comedy.
I'd already planned to see it. I'm definitely going to watch it, so definitely
smart,
seeing it this week.
Smart comedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
it's
also...
kind of long.
No.
Jason, what?
Oh, no. I was just saying that, was it Pope...
The Pope? Francis?
Yeah, the Pope's supposed to be doing, like, this visit this coming up week or whatever.
Yes, he is.
And then also, I know we're out of time, but next week I want to talk about Ben Carson, the comments he made.
Oh, yes, we should. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that next week then, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, everybody who's listened tonight and listening in the archives. Thank you so much. We'll be back next Tuesday on the 29th. Tuesday, 29th at 9 p.m. Central. Be sure to tune in then live. By the way, if you ever want to call in, we keep forgetting to give the number at the beginning of the show. Hello. If you want to call in, you can call in using Skype, or you can call in to the number 214-377-0491. I think that's right. It's on the website. So go there if you need to call in. But you call in live and talk to us. We'd love to take your calls and your comments, and also tweet us during the show if you want at GayXYZShow. Also follow us at GayXYZ.com and also on Facebook at KXYZ. And you can find Christian at
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com, on Instagram and Twitter at Christian Craven.
And Jason?
You can follow me on Twitter. It is Jason B like Jason underscore B B E underscore like.
And I'm Donovan at OffLimitsShow.com. You can follow me there or on OffLimitsShow Facebook or Twitter. I hope to hear from you. Please give us your comments. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye.